I'm going to bring in Joe Bowen, our Leafs radio voice on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. And I don't know if this is simply some of us in the media don't have a great deal of things to talk about when it's the Leafs right now. So anything that is kind of interesting is automatically news. But there's a certain element, certain part of me, Joe, that is a real pessimist. But I think you really have to get yourself worked up into a knot to really to be overly worried about the contractual situation of Nylander, Marner, and Matthews, because I just think it's going to work out. I've seen nothing so far that suggests to me this management group can't make it work.
Well, I would agree with you, Jeff. I don't think there's any reason to get anybody's shorts in a knot at this particular point. This isn't the first time that a player hasn't quite got their deal done prior to training camp, and then I would be very surprised if Nylander would report. After all, if he doesn't have a contract and he ends up getting hurt, then there's a bit of an issue. So if they don't have it done by then, I'm sure it will get done certainly before the season starts, and I don't anticipate a problem with Matthews and Marner going forward. This team has handled its cap situation extraordinarily well over the last little while, and they have obviously they have space, and obviously they have the money. So I think that this will all get ironed out, and everything will be duckety-doo, and we can look forward to a very exciting hockey season.
Duckety-doo?
Duckety-doo. That's my term for everything's going to be just copacetic.
Okay. I like duckety-doo.
I do, too.
I'm not certain I'd want to drop that after a couple of pops. That's the only thing I can see.
No, you have to be you have to be careful. And at 9:45 a.m., you're usually pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. What are you most looking forward to seeing, Joe, when you show up at that, you know, that first, that official workout and things are going? You know, it's like anything else. You look at the analytics and everything, but it's still, it's like going to spring training. The first time you walk out and you see somebody, you see the team working out, something catches your eye. There's some sense of excitement about it. There's a newness, all that good stuff. What are you kind of looking forward to seeing when you get there?
You mean other than the donuts?
Other than the donuts, yes. Or the duckety-doos or whatever.
Maybe a free coffee. Well, obviously, you know, at training camp, you're always looking to see if there's a youngster on the horizon that has made the next step, that has gotten better and is moving in the right direction to be there. And I mean, obviously the Maple Leafs have a wealth of talent, young talent already on their roster, but you're also looking at a team that groomed a number of players through the Calder Cup playoffs and winning the ultimate prize there. So I'm looking forward to seeing people like Mason Marchment. I'm looking forward to seeing the young defenseman, Igor Azhiganov, and I think maybe somebody else that might, and certainly Liljegren. Have they made substantial strides to have some of the people on the roster looking over their shoulder? I think Kapanen, Timoshov, people like that who have been around are probably ticketed to maybe replace the people that have left, as in Bozak and Van Riemsdyk and others, Dominic Moore. But that's what I'm looking forward to. And I'm also looking forward to seeing if Frédéric Gauthier has made the final step, that he can be maybe the big fourth line center that can win faceoffs, kill penalties, and add some size to a team that really doesn't have a great deal of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. And the other thing that I'm really looking forward to is the battle in goal. Here's a kid and Garrett Sparks who did everything that you could possibly do at the American Hockey League level last year. Won the ultimate prize, was the best goaltender in the entire American Hockey League. And he deserves a real good look to put some pressure on the goaltending situation going forward. And I think that's what I'll be looking at. But you know what the nice thing about my job, Jeff, in 37 years of doing this, not once has a coach or manager asked for my opinion, which is probably why I've gone through 15 coaches and 11 managers.
Yeah, that explains the longevity. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons.
People who have to make decisions sometimes aren't around all the time. So I prefer to provide my free analysis once they have decided on who's going to play.
Well, I can say this, Bonesy. You're the only person who's done the same job for as long a period of time without ever being wrong. And I give you credit for that, because
that my friend
is an art. You mentioned Timothy Liljegren, and he's a guy that kind of intrigues me, just because, you know, right hand shooting defenseman, we know how valuable a commodity those are around the NHL right now. But he doesn't address, I don't think, all the things we might think this team needs. But he's so talented. If that talent arrives a year before the Leafs are ready for it to arrive, or if it all comes together a year ahead of time, it could be an interesting scenario for this team, because I think he might be a guy who's hard to keep down once he's ready to play at an elite level.
Yeah, I agree. And when you only have Connor Carrick and Nikita Zaitsev as your right-handed shot defenseman, he does have an opportunity. He may be the guy that's sort of on the yo-yo this year, coming up and going down, depending on injuries and situations of that magnitude. Travis Dermott, I think, is going to be a big key. And obviously, Nikita Zaitsev's got to have a bounce-back season. I don't think he was happy with his year last year after signing the contract last year. He needs to bounce back and play better. And I think everybody is looking at this roster and seeing a great deal of skill, quickness, speed. And then you get the old guys like me that go, you know what, there's not an awful lot of sandpaper here. And there's not an awful lot of sandpaper coming up from the minors as well. And that is an area, I think, that when you saw the Stanley Cup final last year, there was a great deal of physicality in that series. And I think that is something that, it's a philosophical situation that Kyle Dubas and Mike Babcock have adhered to. But it will be interesting to see if they can maintain that, because sometimes you do have to have a little bit of physicality to keep everybody feeling comfortable. And Matt Martin's not here anymore.
Joe, do the Leafs need a captain? Do they need to name a captain early in the season?
No.
That's a good answer.
No, this has been an ongoing thing that fans and media people have harped upon. Answer me this: what does a captain do? What does that C on his sweater do that wouldn't allow someone else without that to do in the dressing room or on the ice?
I'm not certain that, given the way the game has gone now, I don't think it makes that much difference, Joe, to be honest.
No,
I really don't.
No, it's a little kid thing. Oh, you're the captain of the minor midget team, or you're the captain of the peewee team. Yeah, I'm probably their best player. Well, that doesn't matter. It really doesn't. The leadership of a hockey team or a group comes from within, and it comes from in the dressing room, and it's the personalities that are in that room. Everybody in the room will know who the leader or leaders are. It doesn't have to have a C on. The only reason there is a person with a C on in most organizations and everything else is when things go bad, he has to stand up in front of the media and explain why. And that's a difficult thing to do at times. But if you don't have that one guy that has to do that every day, then you go to a lot of people and ask what's going on or whatever. So I really don't. And I thought Kyle Dubas explained it extraordinarily well. Because of the media hype in this city, because of I want to talk to the captain about what's going on here, it takes a young man with great experience and great character to probably do it. And having said that, Dubas wants his own time. He was with the Marlies the last couple of years and wasn't in the dressing room or traveling with the team. He wants time on his own to assess who that person may be. And, I mean, we all think that at some point in time, Austin Matthews will probably be the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. But is it time now? Because there's an awful lot of other character players that could certainly be that ultimate leader, if, in fact, that's what's required. But I think this will be something that will be taken very seriously and will take a lot more time than people are probably willing or expect it to happen. So I would be very surprised if a captain is named anytime before halfway through the season.
Bonesy, as always, you were duckety-do.
Well, I thank you. And now you have a new term that you can use all day.